Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I want you to know something right now. You need to know this, that your enemy is trembling in his boots. Everybody ain't hearing that because see, you scared. No, your enemy, tell somebody right now, your enemy is afraid. God's got him afraid. The devil is afraid. Because he sees what's happening. He cannot stop the rise of the ecclesia. He can't stop it. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You need to know that. We've come to the end of a sin age where sin has now no more dominion. You ought to be free in your mind. You ought to be free in your spirit. See, sin has no dominion, but what you have are sin habits. You got to get rid of that habit. You got to squash that, kill that thing. Crucified, and you'll find you got dominion over that. Sin shall not have dominion over you, but you have dominion over it. We've entered into the age of righteousness. Listen, the sons of God, this is the age where the sons will rise. Thank you, Apostle. I wish I had more help here. More believers, you're struggling in your mind. When your mind gets free. I said, when your mind gets free, God has placed fear. All the kings of the Amorites, when they heard that Israel crossed Jordan during the time that it was flooded, they had no spirit left in them. Think about it. They had no spirit left in them. Remember, Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon, and she saw all that was going on, and how the servants served, and the musicians, and the food, and everything. And it says there was no spirit left in her. I believe she said, "Oh," just fainted at all the. See, your enemy has fainted. You better get this today and walk in victory all week. Because you're at a threshold. Change is on the horizon. Amen. What you've been dreaming about, what you've been hoping for, what you've been believing for, what you've been fighting for, what you've been standing for, what you've been praying about. That thing about to hit you. Amen. They had no spirit in them. Let's read it. It says, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. It would seem like something like that happened. I'm going to try to join their side. Hey, I'm going to put my flag up and say, "Hey, can I come join you?" But see, God wanted to destroy these wicked Canaanites. He didn't want you infiltrating or cohabitating with them. He wanted them destroyed. So even though they got afraid at what God did and the miracle, their hearts didn't change. Don't see that as a bad omen because your enemy bows up at you. Now just know they're ready for destruction now. Amen. God continued to harden Pharaoh's heart because he was going to destroy that bondage. So don't be afraid when you see, when someone says no, or when they say your credit's not good enough, or this, that, or the other, or the second time they denied you. No, don't get all upset with that. God gave you a promise. If he got to change the manager of the bank, get them out of here, send them to Alaska somewhere. So put a new person in there that will be sympathetic with you. No, we can work this. I know we can work this out. Tell somebody, don't be afraid. They're afraid. So they were afraid. At that time, in verse 2, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. There was a generation of people that came out that were circumcised. But because of their disobedience and their unbelief and their murmuring and complaining and accusations against Moses and Aaron, God said, they ain't going in. Amen. So even though they were circumcised, circumcision means covenant. Amen. Even though they were covenant, God said, no, this generation is going to die. Amen. So he kept them out there 40 years until that whole generation died in the wilderness, as God had said, because of their disobedience and refusal to repent. Amen. So they died without having entered in. You might know somebody like that. They fall short. Yes. Murmurers, complainers, backbiters, people that refuse to grow, people that want to take advantage of the church. Amen. God says, you'll not enter into the promise. So that generation died. So they got there, and Joshua was commanded, circumcise this generation. They were 20 years old and younger. They didn't know what fighting was. They're born in the wilderness. They didn't know what to fight. Fight? Fight who? Fight what? Fight with what? But yet God was raising them up to take them in. Now there were soldiers there, and they had weapons in that. But the point is, he says, circumcise them now. In other words, bring them into covenant. Amen. The only relationship God is going to use in these last days is covenant relationship. Amen. That day of prostituting people's gifts and lukewarm Christianity and jumping from church to church to church to church to church to church, God going to arrest you. And make the effort to bring you into covenant somewhere where you are accountable, where you are committed, where you resource that work, where you are part of that community. And it's for your good. It's not like he needs our money. It's not like he needs our praise. God is self-sustained all by himself. If nobody, even if you didn't praise him, the rocks will begin to cry out. But he don't need the rocks crying out. God has no needs. Like he needs something from us. He don't need anything ever. It's that he loves us. Not willing that any should perish. That's why he suffers long with your naughty self. He suffers long with us because he's not willing that any should perish. He's a loving heavenly father. Amen. Make sharp knives and circumcise. Bring them into covenant because I need a covenanted people. Verse 3, and Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now, all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord swore unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that flows with milk and honey. And their children whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. Okay, so circumcision, that's the first thing. We're talking about conquered to conquer. The first thing God has to bring you and I, if you're not, to bring you and I into covenant. Amen. Covenant is not some loose relationship. Amen. See, leaders in any organization, but let me say in the ecclesia, leaders always get the short end of the stick at the end of the day, because they're stewards, and they are committed and mandated to be faithful. But oftentimes people aren't faithful. Amen. They come when they want to, when they want to stay just as long. I got to get out of here. I got something to do. Give when they want to. Not everybody, but there are those like that. See, but God wants to bring you into covenant. What is covenant? When God cut the first covenant, it was with Abraham. What did he do? He gave Abraham and Sarah a child in old age. Amen. Because they had birthed Ishmael, but he gave them Isaac, the child of promise. Then he commanded Abraham to sacrifice him. Now, I can hear some of y'all right now. The devil is a lie. God gave me this boy. Right? But Abraham knew God and knew God's voice and was obedient. He didn't understand what God was doing. See, a lot of people are so analytical, you got to understand every little jot until everything. God don't work like that. Amen. The just must live by faith. And you have that unction, that anointing that flows from the inside. That's what you got to go by. Not by what your eyes see or what your skin feels, but what is your spirit saying? I tell the story a long time ago. I was going through so much trouble. It was just like, man, it couldn't get any worse. But on the inside of me, a little song started rising up from the inside. It wasn't me trying to sing it. It started rising up from the inside. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I mean, you know, remember that song long, long ago? That song, I wasn't trying to sing it. I was mad. I was burdened. I was oppressed. But I kept hearing it. I got a feeling. And I said, I'm gonna just join on in with this thing. I started joining in with it, and guess what? Everything started to change. Attitude started to change. Rivers started to flow. What Holy Spirit was telling me, you may not see it right now, but everything's gonna be all right. I got this thing under control. You're in my time. Your times are in my hands. Delayed but not denied. I'm working something out for you. You don't see it, but I'm gonna tell you from the inside, everything's gonna be all right. Tell somebody right now, everything is gonna be all right. It don't matter what's going on around you or out there in the world. The reality is coming from the inside.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families.